Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone-binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrolyn norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutraMedical.com. CalmMind and BrainMaker are an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And BrainMag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutraMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutraMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutraMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. CardiVasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system to our parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 115 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health. back on tap on the 25th with Josh Bernstein. We have lots of things to discuss. The awards that happened had a lot of dark comedy and political comedy that you need to explore. We have the Trump flying to Vietnam for the so-called summit with Kim. We have the situation with, occasional cortex, as you coined the name some weeks ago, talking about don't reproduce because of the Green New Deal. And the cost now, they've total tallied up to be like $93 trillion. And that's the initial cost besides the collapse of civilization like Venezuela. Things are wrong on both the left and right. Trump doesn't have good advisors around him. And he's, having all these hopes up that people he's going to get a deal. I know there's some kind of deal brewing with China, but I don't trust China or Russia. I think China and Russia don't deserve trust. Just like I think there's going to be regime change with Maduro. And in Cuba, there's brewing. We talked about last hour with Deborah Tavares. I want something that's much more reasonable and humane, but I don't think it's going to happen. The big corporations are going to move in and take over, just like the giant oil reserves in Venezuela. And again, the big corporates will be at the piggies at the trough. And there's some things that are good with Trump's doing, and there's a lot of things he's completely not paying attention to, including recycled water and 5G network, and whether this deal is going to actually work out for the betterment of Americans. I'm concerned. And the Hollywood people are completely... I got a nasty email or letter over the weekend by a lady, first name is Wanda.
Oh, that means you're doing great.
Yeah, that's right. And she was very upset that I would say the Democrats are clinically insane. And I gave the specific points of why they are clinically insane. And by the way, that includes Bernie Sanders Claus, because if you actually see old video clips, Bernie is a straight-out communist. And people have to understand, he may say stupid things like, you can keep your insurance, just like, Obama did when they brought in their national health care that was a disaster. No, you're not. You eventually have a layer, once Bernie's gone or anybody else, they'll say you can do that. They want totalitarian control. They want to be able to force vaccinate you and terminate you. So in Britain, for example, if you're 67, you don't qualify for a stent. You don't qualify for chemotherapy in countries that are socialist, and they don't do preventive programs. So you have to understand, socialism is Luciferic Satanism, and it kills. There's no way around it. It's not open to an opinion or a discussion on it. And by the way, unfortunately, even while Trump is doing some good things, the advisors around him are doing all bad corporate things, and in some ways are as bad or worse than the damn socialists. Trump needs to talk to Josh Bernstein and Deagle and John W. Spring. I mean, he is doing, I'd say, 20 to 30% really good stuff, and 70% he's like off on a tangent. I'm really concerned.
Well, here's a couple things. As far as Bernie Sanders is concerned, look, I get a lot of anti-Semitic hate mail. I laugh at most of it, but I get a lot of it. And a lot of it is because they group me together with the, Bernie Sanders folks and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the Soroses and Steyers and, the Rod Rosensteins and all the terrible, demonic Democrats that give good Jews like myself a bad name.
Exactly,
so
yeah. Why would they do that lumping?
From that.
There's two groups,
right.
The lumpers and the splitters.
Bernie Sanders, look, there's a guy who is so in love with communists that he literally had his wedding and his honeymoon in the USSR. Here's a guy that said, without missing beat, I think it's great that people are standing on bread lines. That's a good thing. How the hell is that a good thing, you psychopath? Here's a guy that wants Americans to suffer. He wants Americans to be starving because he wants to grow government to a level that we've never seen in the history of the United States before. Bernie Sanders is absolutely dangerous. And
right.
I hope and pray, and I'll say this point blank on your show, I hope and pray that there is still enough anti-Semitism out there in the United States to make sure that Bernie Sanders is never president.
It's not really anti-Semitism. It's anti-atheistic Semitism. In other words, I have Semitic blood and Cohenic blood, and we are believers like the ancients, okay, like the prophets and Moses and so on. And we're good people. And we believe in a free and honest America under God, which means our rights come not from the Constitution or the government, but from God, and then it goes to the Constitution. What I see happening is these do not deserve to have the respect to call them Semites. They're not. They may be genetically Semitic, or they may be Khazarian. I don't care. I don't care what their genetics are. They put on the kippah and the hat and quote things like they're a Jew, but they're not. Just like what Jesus would say, Yeshua, they are of the synagogue of Satan. These are bad people.
Well, let me tell you this. Look, I'm very proud to be Jewish. Both my parents are Jewish. I just did a 23andMe, and believe it or not, it came back 99.7% Ashkenazi Jew and 0.3% Southern European. So I'm about as purebred as it gets. If I was a dog, you would certify me through the American Kennel Club, okay?
So you're a Kennel Club Jew, in other words.
Purebred as it gets. Which means that if I was ever taken out by an Islamic, I mean, that would be like wiping out an entire Jewish breed right there. But anyway, nonetheless, here's what I'm trying to say. I'm very proud of my heritage. Proud to be Jewish, both my parents, Jewish. I had a bar mitzvah. I'm not so much practicing as much anymore, but again, I'm very proud to be Jewish. However, with that being said, the people like Bernie Sanders and Rahm Emanuel and, you know, Sidney Blumenthal, and these absolutely demonic, horrific caricatures of what Judaism is really about and what it represents is despicable and deplorable. And I hope that these people don't get anywhere near the power structures in this government. And that means Bernie Sanders. Again, I'll say it again. I can't repeat it enough. As much as I hate anti-Semitism, I would hope that there is enough still in the Democratic Party, which clearly there is. All you have to do is look at Rashida Tlaib. All you have to do is look at Ilhan Omar. All you have to do is look at Occasional Cortex. There is plenty of anti-Semitism still remaining in the Democratic Party. Let's hope it's enough to block Bernie Sanders.
That's funny. Yeah, listen, Bernie gets this scrunchy-eyed look like, I know better than you, and I'm going to take care of you. They're going to take care of us, all right?
No, you can't do Bernie Sanders. I can do Bernie Sanders. We're going to give you free health care. We're going to give you free education. What? Don't worry about how we're going to pay for it. Medicare for all. How much? $32.6 trillion? Nah, don't worry about it. We'll tax the rich. You know what? There's not enough rich people in America to tax in order to pay for 5 months of that monstrosity of
actually,
a program.
Actually, I got a number for you.
Ridiculous.
I got a number for you, Josh. They actually worked out the math. If we seized 100% of the wealth of all the billionaires in the world, it would pay for Bernie Sanders Claus and the other global socialists for 2.5 weeks.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I call them opium addicts. Other people's money. Opium. You like that?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely correct. You know, it's just ridiculous, how brainwashed so many people. And you know what? Here's the thing. And I would say this to anyone arguing in favor of socialism. I go, really? Okay. How are you going to pay for it? Those are the words that end all arguments. How are you going to pay for it? Well, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. Okay, great. How are you going to pay for it? You can't do that. You can't tax the rich. You can't use class warfare and victimization to the nth degree because there's not enough billionaires, there's not enough millionaires in this country to even make a dent in what they want to do. So what are they going to do? They're going to offer the brain-dead, brainwashed, zombified liberals of America and many independents the fact that we're going to have this utopian, amazing society of unicorns and, you know, and chocolate fountains flowing everywhere, and everything's going to be fine and dandy. Well, guess what? All you got to do is look at the 19-year destruction of Venezuela. It started in late 1999. You had Hugo Chavez come in 2000. He took over the country. He promised them everything. He's going to split the profits with you. I'll only stay a couple of years. All bull, you know what? And you know what happened after he was died, thankfully, in office? He handpicked Maduro, and Maduro has made that country so bad. It is so bad at this point that he is literally lighting on fire relief trucks that we're sending in with aid. He's lighting them on fire and dancing on television. This guy needs a bullet to the back of the head faster than you can even blink.
And here's the situation. It's my feeling that Trump is nobody to push over. When we went over these documents last hour, and I don't necessarily agree with the method, but we've got to remove the nukes by the Russians in Larchila Island and Punta Huerta in Nicaragua. We've got to remove these communist socialists because they're dangerous to us. We have an entire division of Cubans down there, plus, in Mexico. Plus, we got Russian and Chinese troops and nuclear devices down there. And these are not our friends. These people are dangerous. No. The fact that that Cuba exists, even, as a communist state, right on 90 miles from her in Florida. The fact that Venezuela is totally inside with Russia and says staging high-speed hypersonic cruise missiles against America, they need to be taken down. And my feeling is, don't give them notice. Just go in and invade and take over. And then turn it into a proper business republic where a combination of some socialism, if they want to have, like, for example, here in America, I want to have affordable health care. I do not want top-down control. I want to get rid of state licensing. I want alternative pathways for health professionals. So if you're a nurse practitioner, you can learn how to do C-sections. I want to see medics in the Army who are already doing surgery learn the surgical skills and become a surgeon. I want to see a system where you get rid of state licensure. All these things can get rid of malpractice, so you have mediation where you monitor people. If they don't know what they're doing, send them back to school, either online or to a surgical center. What I see happening is this could make healthcare affordable, allow cross-border competition. So if you've got a little company in Ohio, they could sell insurance to somebody in California. And before you know it, the competition and everything else, and also a lot of people write off all their supplements and all their technology to extend their life and stay healthy, so that a real simple system, not complex, whether it's a health savings account or whatever, so that people could afford anything they need to stay healthy and alive and less drugs, and then regulate the drug industry. Our drugs cost 20 to 40% more for the same drug sold to Canadians or Europeans by U.S. corporations and selling and ripping us off in America. Trump's trying to fix it, including the donut for insurance carriers. So you got to fix it piecemeal. You can't do one giant step and put in a stupid bill like Obama put in and then have a giant bureaucracy of a bunch of knuckleheads that want to control everything, including terminating you when you're a certain age, or like in Britain, if you're 67, you don't even get a bypass or a stent. I mean, goddammit, I'm sick and tired of socialist knuckleheads wanting to control my life or my family. I don't want it.
Yeah, look, I agree with you 100%. And I'll tell you this, this green movement, and again, it's not a recent thing. It's been around for a while. Look, I believe we need to be stewards of the environment. We need to not litter. We need to protect Mother Nature. I get it. We don't do this at the barrel of a gun. And I'll say this right now. This new green movement, especially in the last 5 to 8 years, these are eco-terrorists, okay?
Oh, yeah,
these people are Nazis. These are green Nazis. And what they want to do is they want to control every aspect of our lives by blaming it on cow farts, by blaming it on the environment, by blaming it on the ozone layer, by blaming it on, you know, greenhouse gases and all this other crap. Well, you know what? The bottom line is we can be stewards of the environment. We can come up with alternative energies. But we cannot do it the way that they want to do it. They want to get rid of meat. Look, I'll tell you right now.
Isn't that crazy?
If you look at every communist country that regulated and got rid of meat, they made their people weak. And when they were weak and they didn't have guns, they would succumb to the government's control. And they would control the people and they would kill the people. They would starve the undesirables and they would keep meat away from the people. So, yes, it is true that it's not about the environment. It's about control. And they want to ban meat and it has nothing to do with cow burps or farts. It has to weaken us and control the opposition.
When I saw this letter from this lady, Wanda, I'm thinking this is a joke. And then she had this picture of this elephant with little captions above the elephant about what they're saying. I'm thinking, you're definitely proving to me correctly that you're mentally ill. You're proving to me that you need to be in a psych ward in a posy jacket with a shot of antipsychotic in your butt. You need to make sure you have no public discourse on the internet or daytime or a book tour or anything else to spread your crazy ideas that'll kill all of us.
Well, I think what we need to
do... I want to recycle everything. I want to recycle the environment. I want to clean smokestacks. For example, we had coal from Wyoming driving to power stations in Colorado. That smoke, I took care of the plants, was so clean, it was white vapor coming out of the top of them. There's no pollution coming out of the top of them. We have anthracite... By the way, we have enough anthracite coal in Wyoming to power the whole world for like 26,000 years. Just from one coal mine. Now I'm talking about all the methane, hydrogen at the bottom of the ocean, all the oil and gas. And if you have proper scrubbers, it's not going to pollute. Just like our pollution levels have dropped dramatically since the 70s. These people want control, and they want to lie to us to take away our meat, take away our cars, take away our planes, put us in a little box, in little tiny micro apartments. They can go to... Yeah.
Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical.
The first hour of the NutriMedical Report Monday to Friday deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you urological protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Doc. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, Cell Detox Glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radicals, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 Ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro increases the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. About the awards are won. I see on DrudgeShare a comment by Putin's warning Russia's TV lists nuclear targets in the USA. The first target I do is a phone call from Trump to seize the bank accounts of Putin's all his oligarchs and to do a preemptive without warning strike in Larachila and the Punta Huerte site in Nicaragua, and then clean out the communists in Cuba and Venezuela and have Maduro stand trial and probably be executed after they stand him on trial because he's a criminal and killed a lot of his own citizens. So the awards meeting was pretty bizarre, wasn't it? This
Yeah, it really was. I mean, first of all, the majority of people at the awards ceremony were absolutely stoned out of their minds. And the reason we know that is because as part of the, gift bag that they get every year at the Oscars were pot brownies.
Right.
Along with other things. But pot brownies was one of the things, believe it or not, that was put into these grab bags. So when Rami Malek, the star of Bohemian Rhapsody, crashed and fell down and tumbled at the Oscars, likely it was because he was higher than a kite and couldn't stand up.
Wow.
And I'm sure the majority of the people in the audience were high as a kite. But you know what's amazing to me is it must have been every single liberal, anti-American Hollywood lover decided to stay home Sunday night and watch this stupid stuff because apparently the ratings were way up as opposed to years before. So that's a discouraging sign. That means there's a lot of, brain-dead Hollywood supporters out there that actually watch that filth. I don't understand what that's all about. Normally, most Americans like me and you, we wouldn't dare watch that. We would rather watch, synchronized, swimming championships from Frog Balls, Kentucky, seeing something like the Oscars.
Let me mention something about marijuana. 7% of people, based on their genetic tests, that take and use marijuana are going to become psychotic and schizophrenic. 7%. That's a lot. Most people don't realize if you use too much marijuana, you're just as impaired as you use too much alcohol or haven't had enough sleep. It's dangerous. A number of people are going to lose their sex drive, their personal drive, etc., and 7% are going to become psychotic or schizophrenic. So I think this idea of pushing pot brownies and so on, it's like the movie, taking, Soma of the drug back in one of those ancient movies that talks about 1984 where you take the Soma and you become a vegetable. They're vegetizing the population with media, with these movies out of Hollywood or Hollywood, and with the pot brownies. And now they even want to see if they can legalize in Colorado magic mushrooms. What a bunch of idiots. And all these people, including Bonner, that wants to push marijuana.
And that's why I say it's a gateway drug.
Of course it is. And marijuana is a gateway drug. Now, CBD oil is safe, but marijuana is not. And I was a toxicologist, and I can tell you that I saw so many accidents happening just from people, not even drinkers, just stoned out of their mind operating heavy equipment in factories, sticking forklifts through people, cutting off a limb, doing all kinds of horrifying things just because they're stoned operating very dangerous equipment.
Yeah, it's definitely a gateway drug. I think it's something that should not be legalized.
The problem is the states are just
as bad in a lot of respects. I mean, look, I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm a saint and that I've never experimented with marijuana, but I will say this. I mean, if you went out and went drinking all night, there's no way you could ever get into a car and drive.
Well, I have a simple solution for it.
Not only is it dangerous to yourself and others,
but the fact is,
you can't keep on the road.
I have a simple solution. You have a little thing that what you do when you turn your car on, you follow a little red light on the just above your dashboard. And if your eyes have, of course, the cade, which you can follow with a little monitor, It shuts your car off and calls for an Uber taxi to come to pick you up at your GPS coordinates. Period. If they put that in every car, nobody, no matter whether you're impaired from just being overtired or on drugs or marijuana or combination, most people are combos. When I did toxicology and forensics, I'd see people that had some alcohol, some marijuana, didn't have enough sleep, and they had toxic drugs in their body too, like positive benzoyl gonine from other toxic chemicals. So, in other words, they had toxic things like even polypharmacy from their damn doctor on top of alcohol, on top of illegal drugs and marijuana. And then they were really impaired, and they were killing themselves or someone else. So I want an impairment system in every car.
And that's the tragic part of it. No one should be driving under the influence of anything.
Right, so if there's an impairment system, not only that, we should put a wire down every road. I'm not talking about autonomous vehicles, so that when your car is being driven by somebody in an improper fashion, too fast or swerving all over the place, the vehicle AI system takes over, drives, and then parks you off in a corner so that you can have an Uber taxi pick you up, and the vehicle is picked up and towed by the police. It's that simple. Automate it. We're not talking about taking away your autonomy.
Some interesting suggestions, but, I mean, we have to understand that it would be hard to, you know, to fit all that on the cars and keep the cost down and everything
Real simple.
What we need to do is just get people to not drive drunk and to not drive under the influence of drugs.
It's not just one thing, though. You see, the problem is a combination of not getting enough sleep.
It's a combination of things. Mandatory.
Yeah, or some people might be having a stroke. People don't realize I've seen accidents where
we find
people are having a stroke in the car. Yeah.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I mean, look, you know, you can't prepare for every little thing that can happen. Once you, as my father would always say, son, it's a death machine, which would always kind of freak me out. Like, why does he call it that? And he goes, well, you know, look, speed kills. You're getting into a death machine, which means that you have to understand that you've got to be very careful. You've got to be looking around. You can't be distracted. Both hands on the wheel, you know, 10 and 2, all that other good stuff. And keeping car lengths and everything else. And,
but it's not just your behavior
now. All important, but we can't prepare for everything.
So you have some more comments about some of these maniacs at the awards. Stoned out of their mind, talking
about
things.
Yeah, it looks like Spike Lee may have been smoking another joint because he was so upset that he didn't win for the KKK Klansman, Black Klansman movie, that he turned his back to the crowd. And then he said, which I thought was kind of a funny thing, he said, anytime somebody's driving somebody, I lose. In other words, he was referencing driving Miss Daisy, I believe it was. And his movie, Do the Right Thing, was out at the same time. This was about 1990. And Driving Miss Daisy obviously won over Do the Right Thing. Do the Right Thing was actually a pretty good movie. But now he's saying that the Black Klansman lost to this green, whatever it was called, green something
green,
or other.
Green Book.
Green. And apparently, I don't know a lot about the movie, but from what I gather, it was about a racist Italian man and a African-American, and he was like a pianist, I think, the black guy, and he was driving him. And I guess I would imagine it was the trials and tribulations of their conversations. And I don't know because I haven't seen the movie, but I'm assuming that it was one of those, you know, one person gets to learn that everyone's not racist and the other person, you know, that felt racist now cannot feel racist. And there's a harmoniousness of the movie and it has a good teaching moment, whatever it might be. I'm just assuming that's what it was. Anyway, it was another driving situation. So what Spike Lee said was every time somebody's driving somebody, I lose. So I thought that that was funny by the sore loser, Spike Lee, the anti-Trump and I would say pro-black militant director.
Well, the thing is, he's not really pro-black because the best pro-black president in American history is Trump. He had a meeting last weekend.
Yeah, I would agree. So he's silly. I mean, you know, cut their nose off to spite their face. I mean, look, African Americans have the lowest unemployment. They've got more opportunity, more jobs, more security, safer neighborhoods, obviously the ones that aren't run by Democrats. And they're doing well. They're doing well, and their communities are thriving and doing much better. And that is because of policies by President Trump. That's the thing.
I give him credit when he needs credit.
It doesn't just help a few.
A lot of people will say, well, Dr. Deagle, are you on Trump's side or not? I said, look, when he gets credit, I give him credit. But he's screwing up a lot because if he had a chance to talk to Josh Bernstein and Dr. Bill and John W. Spring regarding Lauer Chi Line and other things, he'd have a little different policy. He's being steered by a lot of people around him. Some of the stuff he does are really good. They need to do regime change in Cuba and Venezuela. They need to do it in such a way, though, that they don't kind of just let corporations come in and grab all of the property in Cuba and take it over. I want to see a situation where the people of Cuba actually get back and can own their own home and have property values and so on.
Right.
You know what you can tell you're in Cuba? They got giant shoulders because they're pushing cars around that have no gas. They got these old 19s.
Yeah, and here's another thing, and I don't know if you know this, but they just ratified a new constitution, I think yesterday or today. Now, the vote was rigged, so let me tell you right off the bat, there's no way that, you know, the vote was 80% or whatever for the government. That's just garbage.
Yeah, exactly.
However, what I will say is that they are moving, just inching. That's not a lot, but they're inching closer to a little bit more freedom. They now have a prime minister. They now have a president. And what was a little bit more and things like that. But, yeah, look, you still can't buy meat and purchase and possess meat. Meat is only for the tourists and for the restaurants, the government, which controlled it. So, in other words, you could be a farmer, you could have cattle, and you could be, you know, having meat and milk and everything else, and you can't even access it. The government takes it. So I would say this, you know, and I was saying this, and I tweeted this, actually, to Occasional Quartet. I said socialism is when you buy a cow from the government, but you have to give a large percentage of the milk to the government for purchasing it. I said communism is when you can't purchase a cow. The government owns all the cows and gives you a ration of the milk. And I sent that directly to her. So I haven't heard anything back from her, of course. I'm sure she's ignoring me or blocking me.
She's mentally ill anyway and brain dead.
It's a perfect example of what socialism and communism is.
Right, and the problem is, why do these people get really excited about the fact they want to control other humans? Rather than, you know, it's almost like I heard the analogy that, you know, in America, I want to make an affordable health care system so everybody can afford health care. But I don't want socialized top-down systems, so the socialists, they want to take the middle class and make everybody make $20,000 a year and be dependent on the public dole and gruel, a bowl of gruel in a cold apartment run by the government. But in our system, the poor could make $50,000 under a Trump-type system where the poor actually can get a job. But in the gruel system that she wants, which is the green or old energy deal, everybody is starving to death and cold and doesn't own anything and doesn't even have a car anymore. Craziness, isn't it?
It is, and it's amazing that, you know, these kids come out of these colleges. You know, she went to Boston University, and, you know, she graduated with an international degree in economics or something, you know, something crazy like that, and yet she can't understand that socialism doesn't work. Look, socialism has failed in every single country that it has ever been tried in. I don't know how many that is, 150, 200 countries, whatever it is around the world. Every single time it's failed. So why now would anyone think, well, this is the 157th time, I just know it's going to work this time. It can't work. It's mathematically impossible for socialism to work. Will it work for a year or two? Unfortunately, yes, which is what brings people into the system and lets them have a false sense of hope and security that this is a great new economic way of life and everything's going to be hunky-dory. But eventually, you run out of people's money, you're taking from the people that are the makers, and once the makers don't have any to give to the takers, it's the takers that typically will riot. And what happens? Just what happened in Venezuela when Maduro and Chavez took over, what happened? The people with the money and the jobs fled the country, they left the country, and they left everything else to the government and their vices. So now there was no job producers, there was no makers, if you will, to give to the takers, and that's why you have, 19 years later, a country that is just completely in despair.
Right. Amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing. And what I don't get is it never works. It never works. And socialists will say, well, what about Norway and what about Sweden? What about them? It still doesn't work. They're still stagnant. They still don't have growth. They still don't have GDP that's on par with other countries. It's garbage. It's nothing.
Right. And that's, so it, that's sitting on a ton of oil in Norway. I mean, they're sitting on this ton of oil. It doesn't matter. And then what they did is they brought in all these Muslims, and out of about 147,000 Muslims brought into Sweden, 500 work. The rest of them sit around taking benefits.
Yeah, if not more.
It's insanity. But these guys are arrogantly insane. They will not admit to the fact they screwed up, will they?
No, they never will. They'll just try to cover it up and say, well, it just, you know, we got to tweak a couple things so it'll work next time.
Listen, it'll never work. Let's put it this way. Everyone is created in God's image, but no one is created equal. Period.
Right. Exactly.
That's what we have to remember.
Equal opportunity.
Cardiovasc is a seven synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back. So, Josh, let's summarize. I wish Trump well. I think if he doesn't take a hard line against Russia and China, he's not going to get a deal from Kim. Regarding Maduro, Venezuela, and Nicaragua, Trump should just send the troops in there and clean them out, the same way he should clean out the drug cartels in Mexico and Central America. Some of these cartels are so powerful, they manage the hospitals and the schools in these districts in Mexico and Central America. He needs to make sure that Putin has put on notice. We're going to seize his damn bank accounts. He's got $40 billion. He's got a cut in everything that goes on in Russia, same as the oligarchs. I mean, do you know the most powerful guy in the world making aluminum is a Russian? Did you know that? The largest aluminum smelting plants on the planet. He's a Russian oligarch. How does a communist get to acquire...
Yeah, they're tied to Uranium One.
Right. How do these communists get to be trillionaires or billionaires? How the hell? Right?
Because they hoard all the wealth and... Keep everything for themselves.
They're primarily white Russian, oligarch, atheistic communists that have managed to get themselves in positions where they can control everything. And you see, this is not even what Karl Marx wanted. You know, people have to understand, nowhere on earth has a Marxian socialist republic ever been put on because, number one, it couldn't exist. Because no human is equal. I'm not 7 foot tall and I can't jump and touch the basket from my feet from below. Okay? But if somebody wants to mentally fence with Dr. Deagle, it's going to be a dark day for them. Now, so each of us is not created equal. And because we're not created equal, we also have different creative capacity to create new ideas, inventions, and to create new economies. 90% of the new jobs 10 years from now haven't even been invented yet. But they're going to be invented by a very vibrant middle class, primarily in America. We own 90% of the patents in the world. And the totalitarian regimes, even in China, even when you have smart people... I had one of my friends a few years ago, he went to China, and he discovered, they asked the Chinese engineers to take their own bench and invent something. They went down to the bench and said, nobody's inventing anything, we're afraid. They said, why is that? If we do something that the state doesn't like, we get sent to a Laodai prison camp and get tissue type for our organs. So you got to understand, totalitarian regimes do not foster invention. It's places like America, Canada.
No, they just send their best and brightest to America and steal our patents and steal our intellectual property and steal our engineering and steal our production and all that stuff and bring it back to there.
Right. So Trump, and this is where I agree with not only Trump but also the senator, that we need to stop intellectual property theft because they want to steal the future. And they would love for America to be stupid enough to do a Green New Deal because China will just take over. They got a plan
called
2025.
That's one reason why this Hawaii thing is blowing up in China's face, because Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, said that he is not going to work with any countries around the world that utilize Hawaii's telecommunications, because China has put spy chips in everything that they've done in their telecommunications, according to our State Department and our intelligence community. And so now that we know that and recognize that, if we were to share information, let's say, with Germany or the UK or Spain or anyone else, then that information would also go to the Chinese because of this spy technology. So what Mike Pompeo has done is said point blank to these countries in Europe and things like that, that we're no longer going to share any intelligence information with you so long as you're using China's Huawei as your main database for your, you know, for your computer systems and everything else. So that has really hurt China, not to mention the $1 billion fine and the arrest of the CEO's daughter.
Wow. And people think, well, why did they arrest her? Well, because China is a criminal government. And their attitude, and you can see it with a document straight from Xi, who tries to pretend he's the new Mao Zedong. And basically, they have a document called 2025, which means 6 years from now, they want to control manufacturing mm-hmm. all the major consumer goods in the world. They built half a yep. million warehouses to warehouse everything from wood to steel to base minerals so they can control all manufacturing.
Now, the and fact God forbid, is, if Trump is not reelected, they'll achieve that goal.
Right. The problem is, you see, with robotics and artificial intelligence and source manufacturing, where you can have a 3D printer in your garage, things are going the mm-hmm. opposite direction. 40% of white collar and blue collar jobs in the next 5 to 7 years are going to be gone. So you need to reinvent what an economy is.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is, the Chinese are thinking they're going to be bullies and bully the rest right. of the world into doing what they want. No, China's going to fail. I see the next rising economy joining America is India. India is going to crush the hell out of China.
India's doing very well. They've got a lot of people, too.
Yeah, and they speak English, and they have a British more attitude. And I've seen some of the places in northern India, they're like Brits with a darker colored skin, man. These people are just like the West, only they're not crazy, okay? They're rational people. And in fact, if anything, they're more stable in many ways with their multiculturalism than we are. And of course, our societies get more and more hopeless with the young people in debt so much with education and so on. For example, 93% of the people who go bankrupt in America have health insurance. We need to have a system that fixes that problem. But you don't want top-down health care control. You want to get rid of malpractice lawsuits. And you want to control right. the cost of health care so doctors are paid an hourly wage. If I do 2 hours of work, like over the weekend when I do consults, I charge 2 hours of work. I don't charge $500,000 because I need my advice, okay? What I see happening is an obscenity. And the cost of health care could easily be controlled with some simple regulatory changes, including malpractice, so you can't go into a hospital and get charged $500,000 for the last 2 weeks of your life. That's ridiculous, isn't it?
It is. Truly, it is. And again, opening it up over state lines, when you open it up over state lines, you increase competition. Anytime you increase competition, you obviously lower costs because those companies
exactly.
are now competing for your
exactly.
business, whereas the government, there is no competition, so they can control the pricing. And that's
right.
one of the reasons why the pricing increased so much as it did under Obamacare. You have to
right.
understand, Obamacare was just enough to get their foot in the door. They knew that they couldn't sell Medicare for All and total, you know, universal health care, one-payer health care system. They couldn't sell that back then. Now, they're not even trying to hide the fact that they can't sell that. They're trying to sell that.
I don't want them to take my Medicare and my alternative secondary insurance and give it to anybody out there, but I want it to be affordable so they can have their version of their plan. I don't want to see a system where I can, for example, here in America, because we have innovation, I can order test kits and send them to somebody's home and have a mobile lab come, and then I can do a videotape review of their lab work that can only be done in America, by the way, because we have innovative labs that are federally certified. So I can measure somebody's blood viscosity and cardiac markers. I can measure their cancer cell markers, AMAS and Epstein-Barr virus antigen. I can actually do measures of their atomic plasma resonance, of their minerals, amino acids, and vitamins, and know which ones to correct. I can tell you exactly what's going on in somebody's body with a quantum scan. And the problem is, it's innovation in America that creates this. It's not going to be social communism. These morons don't understand this. And people like Occasional Cortex, her entire education is a disinformation education. It's designed to make people think that they're full of themselves when they're actually dangerously stupid. They don't have a normal IQ. They have a negative IQ, minus 150. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think she's very bright at all. I mean, she tries to use big words here and there, but she can't even follow a coherent sentence, nor does she even understand the fact that she tried to use $3 billion in tax credits as something that she was going to use for education. Hello, sweetheart, dummy. You have to let the people come to your state first so that you can give the tax break where they're still going to pay $27.5 billion over 25 years and create 25,000 jobs. But no, the mathematical twit that she is couldn't understand that. And therefore, that's why I mocked the hell out of her. I put a wig on in my show with big, giant, blacked-out eyes and googly eyes, and I pretended to be her, and I did it on video, and apparently Right Wing Watch thought it was funny enough to do a story and an article on, so I appreciate that. But look, I was mocking her on purpose because she is stupid. She has no sense of anything having to do with a job of being a member of Congress, and I want to MABA her so bad. I want to make Alexandria bartend again.
You know, the amazing thing to me is kids are coming to our universities, and they've got, you know, a bachelor or master's degree in something, and they think they're wise, and they're actually dangerously stupid. And this is a perfect example of our education system now is so decrepit. The people come out of it brain dead, brain damaged.
Many of these kids graduate high school, okay? And when they graduate high school, they have a degree. And that degree is in Democratic Party studies.
Right.
Then they go to their universities and their colleges, and they get a chance to meet their Marxist, ponytailed, America-hating, Constitution-hating professor who's a know-it-all and believes in everything, you know, from Karl Marx and Stalin and everybody else. And then they buy into that garbage, and the next thing you know, they're indoctrinated by these Marxist professors. Then they get out of college, and now they hate the country. They get out, they start working, they get a job, they meet someone, maybe they have kids. And it's not until maybe they're 35 or 40 till they realize and understand how bad their college education was from a standpoint of indoctrination. Then
right.
they get a chance to look back and say, my God, what the hell did they do to me in high school and middle school and elementary school? Everything I learned was to prepare me to be a socialist drone. And I think what happens is hopefully the majority of people, as they get older, they become more conservative because they figure that part out. They understand
right.
the lie that has been perpetrated against them for so long. Some of them don't, unfortunately.
Well, I think,
and
I think
they're not
occasional...
intelligent enough, and they end up becoming leftists for the rest of their lives.
Well, I think the problem with leftists requires three things. Number one, you have to be such a narcissist, you think your dogma trumps science or logic. Number one. Number two, you're not capable of learning because you're not capable of asking questions that require evidence or logic that could get an indictment in a court. And the third thing is you're so stubborn that even when you have evidence that smacks you in the face like a baseball bat, you won't face it. So when occasional cortex sees
you can't be
collapse,
wrong.
You can't be wrong. Look at Bernie Sanders.
Right.
The man is an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at Venezuela. Is he apologizing for the collapse of Venezuela or Nicaragua or any other place like Cuba? No. You can see video going back four decades of man thinking how wonderful it was to have, you know, Cuba become a socialist mess. And the fact is, it wasn't people like John W. Spring whistleblowing. America's cities would have been blown with nuclear fire by Russia. Russia is still dangerous. Russia needs to be called. They need to be castrated. We need a missile defense system. We need to stop the buggers. The same way with the Chinese. The Chinese communists are persecuting their own people with our tech companies. Our U.S. government needs to sanction these tech companies that want to help the Chinese monitor their own citizens and persecute the hell out of their citizens, because those tech companies, if they got the wrong government, would do the same thing to us after they have the lab of China to do it to those poor Chinese citizens. It's disgusting.
You're right, and they're using WhatsApp. And WhatsApp is, I believe, associated with Facebook. But WhatsApp created the social credit scoring system for the Chinese government. People
right.
don't know that.
Well, what I see is these are arms of our intel agencies collaborating with totalitarian regimes because they want to bring it home. They're just waiting for the right political motive to be able to bring home this crap to America and the West, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, there's no question Barack Obama tried very hard to bring communism to the United States. I mean, everything he did was to go against the Constitution, was to fundamentally transform the country, to raise taxes, to take over health care, you know, to put in czars, to at one point wanting a paramilitary force just as strong as the military.
Yeah.
These dangerous people, folks. They're dangerous people.
And he's still lurking in the shadows, isn't he? Must be the UN director.
He certainly is.
Yeah.
Him
lurking.
And Michael.
exactly. Amazing.